Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Please. Don't define me by my net worth. Yeah. What I've done or what I got. See, I'm dead dirt.
What is good, y'all? It is your boy BP.
Your boy S. Grady here.
And it is another episode, number 4. And we welcome y'all to Totally
Crossed
Out. Yes, sir. Shannon, how you feeling, man?
Man, coming along little by little, man. This leg is slowly but surely recovering.
That's cool.
Yeah, slowly but surely. Got another follow-up here this coming Wednesday. The 3-week post-op follow-up. So, so far, so good, though, man.
Okay, man. For y'all that don't know, Grady had a torn Achilles and it's kept me out of playing ball for a while. So, I've just been doing imaginary basketball with my son in the living room.
Yeah. I'm shutting it down, man. When I do get healed, you might see me play a game of horse. And that might be the extent to what you're going
to
see
man,
me
I'm
do.
Not trying to let him win, though. I think I might still have to get back out there. I just have to stretch every bone,
hey, man,
tendon, muscle,
man,
whatever.
Stretch it all. Stretch your nerves, too.
Man, I need to do something. But, yeah, we welcome y'all to episode 4. We're getting this thing riding. You guys, just for a reference, you can catch us on Spotify. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts.
iHeartRadio.
TuneIn.
Stitcher.
They saying nowadays you can Alexa. Right. Let me listen to Totally Crossed Out, and she might find us.
Just might find us. So, yes, please search the World Wide Web. We all over that thing.
Yeah, we're going to try to come at y'all once a week, try to at least have an episode drop, if not two, from a bonus footage point of view. So we appreciate y'all checking us out here.
Straight up.
It is February, Grady.
Yeah, man.
You know what that means? We got to talk about the dollars and cents. That's what we do. We always bring a little something.
Yes, sir. Tax time. Yep.
Tax time. Tell me what you're feeling about tax time nowadays.
Man, you know what? It's interesting, man. I got our giving statement the other day. I was just looking through that. And
oh, so you giving now?
Man, yeah, I finally came around to giving a little. That's a good one. You got me.
Yeah, no.
Hey, we bring comedy to this thing, man. I like that, man.
Yeah, what you giving? Yeah.
Man, it was about a couple of dollars or whatever. But yeah, man. But you know what's interesting, though? I really mean this. Is, man, I'm such a competitive dude, man. And when I say that, I saw the giving statement. I said, man, we gave less this year than we did last year.
Oh, wow.
But we didn't make less, though. So I was just challenged. I said, man, why did we give less, but we didn't make less?
That's right.
I was just like conviction, as she said. It's like, man, that ain't good, you know, because we still eating. People still got clothes, you know, family still, you know, I mean, we still got shelter. So, I mean, we can stand to give a little more. So I was just really convicted on that, man. I really was.
That's real, man. That's real. Listen, you convicted me because I don't even know what we gave yet. I'm still behind. I got to get my taxes done. I got a week to get them boys knocked out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I ain't got mine done yet either, man.
I just got that pile of stuff to get through. Yeah,
preparation mode. Yeah,
so I'm going to try to knock that out. But I hear you on the giving tip. There's always this interesting comment about how much should one give, Grady.
Yeah.
So, you know, you and I, we subscribe to that. There's 3 things you can do with money.
Yep.
What you got? What are the 3 we can do?
You can save it.
Yeah.
You can spend it.
Yeah.
You can give that thing.
That's true. In reverse order is how we get down.
Right.
But you know, the reality in my mind is you hear a couple schools of thought. One is thou shalt tithe. You know, we're going to bring that. And others say, hey, it's about grace giving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what guidance would you give out here to someone who's saying, I'm trying to do the right thing with my giving, but what direction should I go with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough thing for those who may not have been doing so to begin with. It's a tough habit to start because, man, let's face it, man, you go out there, you grind, and you make that money, you want to hold on to that thing. And, you know, I get it. You
Bruh.
Know, you put in work, you get cussed out, man. You know, whatever the case is.
Man, where
is
you working?
Man.
I'm messing with you. No, yeah, go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
No. But, yeah, so it is tough, but there is that point to where there's a word called trust, and that is a challenging thing, but yet it does need to be employed, or it really does. And, man, just give it a shot. So, to answer your question, man, I mean, we personally subscribe to the sacrificial part, meaning that there are some things that we could do, but we forfeit it in lieu of what we're able to, you know, give forth. And it's not just the dollars and cents, but also your time, right? No, so obviously I know we're talking about taxes, so that's specifically the dollars and cents portion, but obviously this does pertain to your time as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and when you look back, man, at least our experience has been, so, wow, like we still were not hindered from doing a lot of extra things. Yeah, we did forfeit getting that brand new Tesla Model S.
Man, why you had to do that?
I know, man. I had to.
Why you had to do that?
I know, man. I know. Hey, man, we both breaking the 10th commandment straight, coveting that thing, man. We both guilty.
Get my mind together. Forgive me.
But for real though, but yeah, but it's interesting that, man. There's a trust factor, man. That's the biggest thing, man. A trust factor. Just really believing that, you know what? Whether a person does subscribe to the tide, hey, whatever, hey, that's a good starting point, or maybe that's not just a starting point, maybe that's what you do moving forward. But man, I would say as much as he's been giving to us, man, at the very minimum, man, we could do something in return. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. I tend to be a little more analytical. Like, do I need to hit 10%? Is it gross times 0.10? Or is it but at the end of the day, it's about heart, you know.
It is. It's the heart thing.
Given what you've been given. So, but man, so I appreciate that, you know, Minister Minister Grady, one good time.
Yeah, they call him, yeah, man. But you're the Archbishop around here, man. So we all in this thing.
you wild, man. But you know what? On his taxes, I was tripping because listening to some people say, yeah, I got my $6,000 tax return or I got my $8,000 tax return, and I just can't help but say, hey, why are you loaning the government this bread?
That's exactly what it is.
Why are you loaning this government bread with no interest?
No interest.
When they already give you. So you better sit on that thing and then just take it in all year as you can. They got as close to zero as possible.
Come on now. They got no problem giving you six Gs.
Come on, man.
No problem.
Yeah, with nothing else.
Exactly.
So that's a shout out to all y'all out there who get as close to zero on your tax return knowing that you got your bread earlier.
Word up.
So that's where I'm at.
Word up.
We're kind of struggling because we paying two countries worth of taxes
right now. Yeah, man. Y'all got an interesting setup.
We won't even know what taxes are looking like till October. So we just kind of holding on, crossing fingers and trying to make sure there's enough in the back pocket. It's like a surprise, big reveal. Like when you go to a pharmacy with a prescription, you don't know what it's going on. That's how I feel when the taxes come. It's like, hey, surprise. Man. You're good or not? So, hey, come holler at us in October and see if we ain't living in your basement. Hey. That's the story.
Wow. Hey, well, there's room, man. Y'all come on through, man.
Man, appreciate you.
I can give you no bread. I'm not going to give you no bread towards the Texas. You have to figure that part out yourself, man.
So that's that sacrificial bitch you were talking about, right?
No, man.
Why you got me like that? But yeah, man, so that's you got that going on. February is also the time of year where it's All-Star, one of my favorite weekends.
Yes.
Last time we talked, it was, I think we had just seen the Celebrity Game, and they also had
Rising Stars.
Yeah, Rising Stars, and that... whatever. What was it in between that? That's the Skills Challenge. Remember the Skills Challenge?
That was on Saturday.
Was that Saturday?
So last time we had this, we had not seen that yet.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, catch me up.
Yeah,
it's a blur.
Yeah. Man, life keeps going, man.
Yeah, well, my brother getting old, man. It's messed up. I hate to say that.
Yeah, so yeah.
Why you got your foot up with the Achilles, bro? Man. But that's cool. Yeah.
Hey, my skill is just to chill and relax right now. That's my Skills Challenge.
I'm not mad at it.
Literally, we are recording this mud. Foot up in the air, elevated. Doctor's orders.
Wow. But yeah, what you think, man? Saturday night.
Yeah,
Chicago.
Man. So,
Chicago.
Yeah, Chi-Town, Windy City. They held it down. Skills Challenge, man. I saw bits and pieces, man. Our very own Sabonis was out there in the finals, man, with, I'm going to try to pronounce his name right, Adebayo from Miami.
Adebayo, bam.
Yep. So they went head to head. And that was real cool, man. Man, I really wish Sabonis would have made that three-pointer before Bam, but... Bam had it down.
Sabonis was just lucky to be in the building. Let's be honest.
Hey, that is impressive. He's an all-star, man. Think about that. He was voted an all-star, man. That's impressive.
It's a compliment. It is a compliment.
He's been holding it down, though, man. Deepo's been now, man. He's been holding it down real well. Now, being voted all-star is a high honor, though.
It is. I can't hate on you, man. You are in the East, though. Can I get my hate on real quick?
Yeah, you are hating. Yes.
No, but he's got that footwork and the paint. He's nice. You know, he's got game. No question about it. What did he get picked first, second, middle, or last when it came down to picking the all-stars?
I want to say he went to Team LeBron very last.
I'm just saying.
Or maybe Team John is one of those two, but yeah, whatever team he went on, he was the very last draft.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm just so hating, man. All right, no. That's what happens. You know, people who hoop, they end up wanting to hate on everybody else. Yeah. With no right to do so. Yeah.
Hey, but low-key, though, man, flashback, man. I know it was a couple times I got picked last, man. Like, man, I know good and well, man. I'm nicer than these other cats, man. I know I'm nicer than these other mugs, man.
In this case, I'm not so sure Sabonis can make that claim. But having said all that, he did make it to the finals. I did hope. I was rooting for him.
Yeah.
My son and I, we were hoping he got that in.
Yeah, and a three-point shootout came after that. My man from the Bahamas held it down. Buddy Hield represented, man.
Man, that brother ain't seen a shot he didn't like.
Man, he will shoot that rock when he gets
that thing go. He will let it go.
Hey, he got paid that money this past summer from the Kings, man.
I'm not mad at him.
Hey, I'm shooting every time I get the rock.
Yeah, get the bread. But no, that was entertaining. I enjoyed that. And slam dunk, what you think?
Man, this slam dunk contest.
Hold on. Before you go.
You good?
What you think about the green 30-foot shot? What you think about that?
Man, I was talking to my bride about that, man. She was asking me, hey, what's this? And how does this all work out? And I gave her a quick history lesson. Has anybody ever had a perfect score and this and that? And I was telling her about Larry Legend, that man did a whole shootout with his shooting jacket on. Man,
he put the finger up before it went in.
Put the finger up.
I love that.
That's a classic moment. If I remember correctly, he may have, under the traditional format, he may have had the highest one-round score. I could be wrong, but I know he did real nice. I mean, he won that whole competition. But
yeah.
Anyway, going back to the question, I'm not a fan of that, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just old school, man, traditional, man. I don't like that green ball. And then you got that whole money ball racket. Whereas back in the day.
Not rack, but racket.
Right, the whole racket. Well, racket.
Not a racket.
It is a racket.
It is a racket, though. Yeah.
But yeah, man, as opposed to just four regular shots, and then the last shot is a money ball shot.
Yeah.
That whole boy from the corner pocket, man, they all money. It's like, man, no, man. Take it back to the old school days.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest things. They're trying to spice it up, you know, to keep change and relevance, but then it gets harder, which is the biggest issues of the NBA, which is trying to compare between eras.
Yeah.
It's as changing rules left and right. How can I compare Larry Legend, like you talk about, Craig Hodges or whomever, with what's going on now? Because somebody scored 72 points because they hit a half court shot. You know, that's where we're going.
Right.
10 years from now, who knows what this thing will look like?
Right.
But it was cool to see that because, you know, some of those cats are pulling from real far, but it messes the comparative shopping up, in my view.
It does. It does.
But man, it was hype. I was hype. I enjoyed it.
It was nice. Nice. It makes it interesting. Like you said, it makes it interesting. No, you kind of want to be. You want to evolve a little bit, so I get it. No, I can see where they're going with that.
Yeah, and then the slam dunk.
Slam dunk, man. Now that right there,
that was live.
That was the best I've seen. Oh man, maybe since the Vincennity days.
Wow,
man.
You sound like Kenny the Jet Smith, where every year he says it's back.
Yeah,
the slam dunk is back. Man, it was just back last year, Kenny.
Kenny's funny, man.
But no, it was a good one, though. I agree with that.
It was well done. It was, and again, once again, I was talking to the bride regarding the rules. That's a little different, too, because before, if you missed a dunk, hey, you got scored off of that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you might get ones and zeros from the judges, whereas now if you miss a dunk, you get a chance to redeem yourself, and then you get scored. But nonetheless, though, I mean, I'm fine with the format the way it is now. Man, one, Dwight Howard probably could have... He probably could have just been a spectator, man.
Yeah. I'm hyped that he got out there.
Probably could have been.
But, you know, some of those cats don't even want to get out there.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean.
Which is an issue, right? Because back in the day, the actual all-stars would be out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Jordan, like Dominique.
Kemp, I mean, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Doc. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so and that one he did where he spread out and then turned around. That was pretty
nicer
dope.
When people give him credit for it. That was nice.
That was tough. But I got to, I'm with you. I feel for Aaron Gordon, man, just because I feel like he won. I feel like he beat Zach LaVine the other year when he's on a hoverboard, the whole guy, and he jumps out of his hand with the one-hand cradle. That was crazy. And I feel like he beat your boy again today.
Yeah, Derrick Jones Jr. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, he got straight 50s, man. Think about that. He got straight 50s and still lost.
Yeah, they hated on him. I don't know what that was all about. Hey, man, what qualifies Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther, to 21 Bridges to be a judge? I'm just curious how that works.
And he was out there, wasn't he?
Hey, man.
With Candace Parker, D-Wade, who was it? The Doc? What was the Doc? No, he wasn't one of the judges.
It was Pippen.
Pippen, that's it. Pippen, yeah, because Chicago, yeah. Yeah, Chadwick did get out there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did it. He didn't mess up, though. Wade was the one who was hating.
Wade is the one that hated on that thing, man. Yeah, I feel real bad for Gordon, man. I mean,
he said he's not going to do it. He said he's not going to do it anymore in this press conference.
I mean, I'd be discouraged as well, man.
You better get out there and keep your name out there. Yeah. I will say this, though. I feel like they could have done co-champions, but since your boy Jones Jr. won, I was like, I hope he gives it up to the other dude. Man, he didn't say nothing. No pleasantries, no grace.
No credit,
like, hey,
no nothing.
I'm going to put this in my room. You know what I'm saying? Man, come on, bro. Where's the...
Yeah. So imagine how Gordon was feeling, man. I'm sure he was salty than a mug, man.
You can see everybody on the side showing him love, like, man, we know you really had this.
Right, right.
Which should have been, you know, pretty hype enough just from your own people.
And just from a competitor standpoint, this is me speaking, having won, I wouldn't feel as if I really, really won that. You know what I mean? It's like, man, I really can't celebrate it like I want to. I would just had that feeling. Me personally, I would just had that kind of feeling, man.
But history will remember it as he won it. Like, this was the first year I remember, because I was younger when Dominique and Jordan played.
Yeah.
And then they had that whole, I don't know if you saw that preview where they were talking about how Dominique got hosed and the one that Jordan won it from the free throw line.
Yeah.
The fact that Jordan missed the first dunk and then the fact that he hit it. And then they were like, why did they give Dominique such a low score? Sister Jordan could come back and win. I mean, it was crazy how it paralleled between each other.
Yeah.
But like I say, history's going to forget, and he's going to have that trophy, and that's going to be
at
it.
At the end of the day, you're right.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it was. But overall, though, very entertaining, man.
Yeah, it was
very
up. I was up.
Entertaining, very impressive. And I was talking to somebody, even though I'm joining on Dwight Howard, but nonetheless, I mean, this brother, 34, 35 years old, man.
Come on,
how many 34, 35 years old are still doing that? You know what I mean, man?
For real.
I mean, so it's impressive nonetheless, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very entertaining, man. So the bar has been set next year.
Well, hold on. What did you think about Sunday?
Oh, Sunday. You know what? I like the new format. I actually do kind of like that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I already said it several times. I'm a traditional kind of old school kind of guy, but I think that's a good change, though. I like that because they played hard that last quarter,
man. That last quarter was intense. Now, I wondered if it was a blowout, it could have gone the other way. Like, imagine if they were down like 30 and one team only had to score like a few points.
Right.
But it was hype. They were in. I was watching it. You could tell they wanted to win. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was pretty dope. So I'm with that. I'm all right with that.
And the charity, too. Like, after each quarter, man, giving charity. I that was real sweet. Now,
although they be, that's straight propaganda, some of that NBA care stuff.
Come on now. Hey, and it could be more than 100 G's, man. That kind of, but, man, I'm being critical.
You sound like me.
I'm being critical than the mud, man. Come on, man. 100 G's, man, get the mud a million apiece or something.
Man, some of them made 100 G's on vacation that weekend.
Man, come on.
Just off averages of salary.
Right.
But, you know, hey, I take it. I'm not mad at them. That's all good. That's all to the good. So that was a cool weekend. I gotta give it that. So the opening to that with Common.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw. And then, you know, they had Jennifer Hudson and Common.
Yeah.
Like, that opening was crazy. Like, Common memorized all that. And then he did the intros. I think he really represented well.
Yeah.
So Chicago should feel pretty good about that one.
Magic gave a shout out. So yeah, it was nice, man.
Yeah, Magic was out there.
It was nice, man. Wow.
Which means they coming here next year.
Yes, sir. The Circle City will be hosting that thing next year, 2021.
I love my city, but I don't know who we going to have to try to connect behind that situation from this year in Chicago.
You're right, because we ain't got no Chance the Rapper that's from here, no Common, and like you said, all those Chicago natives.
They going to roll out Babyface, or are they going to roll out old Michael Jackson?
After Seven.
Man.
Yeah.
But in any case, man, I can't wait to see these prices to see what it's going to cost. I wanted to get in the building. I told wifey, I said, one day, my bucket list, get the fellas, bring the community, and I want to be somewhere in the first section.
Yes.
Not nosebleeds.
Yes.
But first section, I might be 79 years old when I'm able to do it. But I want to do that at some point before it's all said and done.
That would be lovely, man. I mean, it's going to be, I was telling one of my childhood buddies, man, he asked if ticket prices have been revealed. Yeah, I said, not that I'm aware of, man. I did tell him, but one thing, if you want to be hanging out, though, you might want to make reservations for St. Elmo's right now.
Oh, boy.
And other places like that, because I remember Super Bowl was here. I mean, hotels, whatever, man, you got to get on that thing, like, well in advance.
They got like a lottery for tickets.
Say word.
Yeah, because we messed around and got one of those small game packages for the Pacers, which is why I can hate on DeMonte so much, by the way, because I can pay for that. And then when cats don't be playing, I'm
right,
mad
right,
to them up.
Right.
But, but yeah, they were like, we will let you know when the lottery and the tickets come forth. So who knows what's going to happen? So I'm assuming they're just going to maximize the bread. Like, you know, like, well, I remember we went to the Olympics or wherever else. It's like you just put in the max amount you're willing to pay.
And
then they'll do a lottery, and they'll also try to maximize, you know what I mean, revenue. It's a little bit of a hate.
Wow.
Get bread.
Yeah.
Get bread.
It is.
I'm not mad at it.
Hey, straight capitalism at its finest, baby.
It is. But that's the story on that front, man. So it was a good weekend all in all.
It was, man. Definitely entertaining, without a doubt, man. I appreciate it. And yeah, man, now back to the second half of the season, man.
Here
playoff
we go.
Push is going on now.
Here we go. Y'all stay tuned. You'll get the... maybe next episode, get ready and tell me who you think is going to be in the final. That's all I want to hear. I don't want to hear about none of that other stuff. Tell me who's going to be in the finals. We can do that.
We will talk about it.
That's what's up.
We will talk about it.
So, Grady, man, before we get out of here, you know, as always, we got to bring a word for the home team.
Most definitely, most definitely.
I think it's your week, man. Come on, what you coming out of? What you got for us?
What we got going on this go around? My man Matt.
Matt, the tax collector.
The tax collector.
Okay.
Also goes by Matthew, but I'm gonna call him Matt though.
We'll call him Matt.
Yep.
All right.
Chapter 22. Verse 21. Blackjack.
Blackjack. Get him. You gonna hit us?
I got it.
What version you using today?
New Living, baby. NLT. New Living.
You don't go with them word for word. You're going for them thought translations.
Thought for thought, man. It's going around.
I'm trying to get the principle. You ain't going to hit them with that Greekness. With that Hanukkah Kupo. Going around, man.
They're free. Giannis.
Yeah. Go ahead. What you got, Greg?
All right. Caesar's, they replied. Well, then, he said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God.
Okay.
Wow.
What's that? What's going on right here? What you got?
Interesting. When you look at the full context, Pharisees trying to, as they've done many times before, trying to catch Jesus up and a little question and challenge him and so on and so forth. And he said, hey, you know, show me a coin. You know, whose face is on it? And it says Caesar's. Now, verse 21, he said, all right, well, give to Caesar what's his and give to God what belongs to him. And I think this is a good segue, or maybe not the word segue, but a good follow-up to the test conversation we had earlier. Hey, when we owe something, man, we got to pay it. You know, as the old saying goes, I guess they say like two things are for sure. I guess like taxes and death, I guess it's the same, right?
Straight up, definitely taxes.
I mean, you got to pay taxes, man. I mean, a lot of folk out here trying to dodge them, man. We know some big name celebrities out there that have done that. But man, we got to go ahead and get the Caesar what's his. And, you know, all this dipping and dodging, all that stuff, man, it's, hey, we got to go ahead and take care of that. But then to be part of that verse, though, and give it to God, what belongs to God. Mm. And I think that's interesting. We talked a little bit about the giving piece, right? We talked a little bit about just our overall lifestyle, even, you know, and, you know, give it to God, what belongs to God. So there's a place for both of them, which is pretty interesting. So it's interesting how, you know, God himself didn't dismiss the fact that there is a system that's in place. Don't give me everything. Essentially, what he's communicating, don't give me everything. Hey, if it's Caesar's, then give it to him. So I think that's pretty interesting, man, how he responded to the Pharisees on that.
That's cool. No, I definitely see you on that. I see you tying that thing into the taxes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know how we work that thing.
I see you working. You know, what trips me out about this is that everybody's trying to find a way out, you know, what I really got to do. First, they was trying to trap him up. And then at the end of the day, they were amazed by hearing the words.
Verse 22, yes, man, sir.
So they were amazed, left him, and they went away. You know, sometimes when truth hits you, you should be amazed by it, first of all. Secondly, you should go out and be like, I guess I know what I got to do now.
Yeah.
Ain't no excuses.
Yeah.
Let me go and handle the handle, you know. And so in this case, it's, hey, I put government in place. I put this taxes in place. You got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And take it a step further. I know this ain't a political channel, but I may not like everything that's coming out of the executive branch of our country right now.
Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, though,
hey man, I still gotta abide.
It's gotta a responsibility.
Abide by what's going on. I gotta do that, you know.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
I appreciate that, man. And then, you know, Jesus does tell him. He says, "Hey, why y'all testing me, you hypocrites? They weren't really asking to ask for real." That's the other thing I struggle with when cats trying to ask you a question to get you caught up instead of just really legitimately, what is the right thing? Like, there's a lesson in this,
right? Right.
And so, you know, focusing on why as opposed to what I can do to get out of it or get you caught up is a problem. So, man, I appreciate your insight, but that's how I'm seeing that thing.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you raising that.
Appreciate your insight, man. Word up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I gotta look at myself. Am I out here being a Pharisee, Sadducee type person? I got them moments, and I need to check myself.
I was going to say that, man. Hey, man, yeah, guilty as charged, man. Those moments do pop up, and, man, very grateful for him being gracious, man. Boy, so grateful for that.
Brother need forgiveness in all aspects.
Man.
But
word up.
That's why we continue to try to stay totally crossed out.
Yes,
it's
sir.
An aspirational goal. And
yes,
we ain't
sir.
All the way there, but we it's aspirational.
Striving.
That's it.
Striving.
Pressing. Running.
Towards the mark.
Yes, sir. But hey, as always, great. It's a pleasure, brother.
B, man, enjoy this, man. Enjoy y'all tuning in, man. We really, really mean that. But it takes some time out of your day. It's very valuable.
Man, definitely. Y'all more ahead and hit that subscribe button. We'll be back with episode 5. And for my boy S. Grady, Black Thought Leader, holla at your boy BP, and we'll get at y'all the next time.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Chase them clouds away. We've got no time to waste. It's a new day. It's a new day.